This is GLT. I'm John Norton. Looking for a Christmas gift idea for the Beatles fan in your life? Well, Jeff Wilson of North Street Records and Uptown Normal suggests the new Beatles Christmas box set to be released Friday. I stopped by the store recently to get the story behind the release. It's an edition of What's on Your Turntable.
Yeah, well, it's that time of year again, so I get out some of my favorite Christmas records.
Good King Wenceslas loadout on the Feast of Stephen.
You know, this is one of my all-time favorites, and they're actually going to finally reissue it. It's going to be available for the first time to the general public, whereas before it was only ever available to the fan club.
Is it a CD or is it an LP box?
No, it's a little box set of the original 7-inch records. You know, every year they would send a record to the fan club, and it was a little Christmas message flexi disc. They finally decided to reissue it, but the reissue is actually going to be on actual vinyl 45s, so it should be cool.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gear year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962...
Give us the background on why the Beatles even started doing these Christmas releases.
Well, you know, they had a fan club in 1963, and then all of a sudden they got worldwide famous and were totally overwhelmed with mail, people trying to join the fan club. Parents started calling in and complaining about not getting their information or any of their letters. So, they came up with the idea to make Christmas messages and send those out to appease everybody. Everybody was getting so mad because they didn't get their stuff, so now all of a sudden they got a Christmas record, so I guess it was to shut them up.
Well, and it turned into a pretty smart marketing tool as well. I mean, this is something, a little kitschy thing that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, people really love them. These are very coveted items.
What about it?
Can you wash your father's shirt?
Why do you wash it clean?
Oh, can you
wash your father's shirt? Can you wash it clean? Oh, can you wash your father's shirt? Can you wash it clean?
Christmas! Happy Christmas!
Can you give us a little bit of background on maybe how the recordings went?
Well, you know, they would be in the studio, you know, but once they got a little bit famous, they could pretty much go into EMI anytime they wanted to. So after a session one day, they would decide to do Christmas records.
Jingle bell. Hello, everybody. This is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Tony Barrow, their press agent, is the guy that came up with it, and he would actually write out a scenario or maybe like some kind of a skit, and the Beatles would check it out and kind of loosely base the record on that. Of course, you know, when the Beatles get together and have a few drinks, it gets kind of crazy.
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad handwriter. It's been a busy year, Beatle Peatles, one way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page 2.
It started in 1963.
Right.
And it ended in 1969. The album came out in 1970 because there was no 1970 Christmas flexi-disc release, so they put all the previous ones on an album, right?
Yeah, one last final gift, you know, before they called the whole thing off, you know. They decided to put it all on one album. There was an English one and an American one. They both have different covers. The American album is a lot cooler looking.
Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
Was there a progression from 1963 through 1969 as to what the messages sounded like?
Yeah, you know, the early ones are all four of them sitting in a room, joking around, having a great time. They sound kind of like the Marx Brothers sometimes. They're really funny.
Well, I'm running over my time, and people are telling me to stop.
Stop shouting
so,
those animals.
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Krimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und Dankeschön und den Christbund even. Ja, den Christbund even.
You know, by 1968, they all kind of recorded everything separately, and you could tell that the rot had set in.
I mean, you could hear that if you were paying attention?
Yeah, you know, it's like, I mean, they covered it up well, but, you know, if you know Beatles history and things like that, you know, you kind of know what they were going through at the time, and they tried to sound friendly, but you could tell there was a little bit of animosity going.
Wonder if we can
compare, say, 1963 or 4 with 1968 or 9?
Oh, yeah, just play it, you know, and not to mention later ones they decided to do more music. Like there's a song called Christmas Time is Here Again from the 67. Just really cool stuff, you know. It's like it changed with them, you know. They grew up and so did the records.
Interplanetary Remix, stage 444.
Christmas time is here again.
We're talking with Jeff Wilson at North Street Records in Uptown Normal, giving you an idea of maybe a nice little holiday gift. The Christmas album box set is coming out from the Beatles on the 15th. Do you have some favorite parts from one of these years that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, you know, the 1968 release, they actually had Tiny Tim in on the session, and he sings Nowhere Man. That one always cracks me up.
Exactly, I did it then. Here's a...
Is there anything deep, anything, any hidden meanings? There is anything that you could point out that on first or second listen you might not understand where it's coming from?
Oh, you know, like there's part of it where they'll be sitting there just talking and all of a sudden they'll play Helter Skelter at 78 RPM or something like that, you know?
What's the humor in that?
It just sounds goofy, I guess.
Oh. All right, didn't know if there was hidden messages in there. Paul is dead or something.
Yeah, I don't think so, man. I kind of wish there were, but no, I don't think there's any hidden messages because, you know, later on they basically did them just to get them done.
So why did it take so long to finally put this to a box set?
That's a good question. You know, I don't think anybody really knows. You know, it's one of those things where it's, you know, they haven't been made since 1970 and it's never been available to the general public, so maybe they just finally figured it's about time and it's the 50th anniversary and that kind of thing.
Sitting with me in the studio tonight is a cross-section of British youth. I'd like, first of all, to speak to you, Sir Gerald.
Oh, not a bit of it. We had a job to do, Michael.
Are the Flexies still out there from the individual years?
Oh, yeah, you can buy them. On average, they're a couple $100 a piece.
Okay.
The LPs are very rare, too, because, once again, they didn't make very many of them, and I've seen them go for upwards to $1,000 a piece for real ones.
We're talking the 1970 LP. The
original 1970 Apple record, yeah, and there's lots of counterfeits and pirates and things like that, so buyer beware.
Jeff Wilson at North Street Records in Uptown Normal, thanks for the Christmas gift idea. This is a cool one.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hello, this is a big hi and a sincere Merry Christmas from yours truly, Ringo Starr.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas this year of 1968, going on 69. Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, all the best to you from here.